Now, let's go back and vote on the bills that we had the subcommittee. Let's start again. That would have been an egregious error. Senate Bill 560, the Migdon bill. Please call the roll. We heard this in committee. I'd like a motion on due pass with amendments. Okay. Due pass with amendments. Let's call the roll.
Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Maldonado?
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Dutton? Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Morrow? Romero? Romero, aye. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Soto? Soto, aye. Spear? Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye.
Okay, what other bills remain on call?
604.
Yes, the next one was Senate Bill 604 by Onestad. We call a roll on that bill. The recommendation is due pass.
Scott?
Wait a minute. Let's get a motion. I don't believe we had even a motion. Okay, the motion's been made. All right. Let's call the roll.
Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Maldonado?
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Morrow? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Soto? Soto, aye. Spear? Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye.
There was a bill presented by Senator Scutia that had 6 votes, Senate Bill 696, and had, I believe, 2 opposing votes.
6-2.
6-2. The recommendation is due pass. Please call the absent members.
Dutton?
No.
Dutton, no. Morrow? Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye.
The vote is 7-2. That bill is out. Are there any remaining bills that have not been voted on?
782 have 7-2.
You may add on to some of these bills. We won't call them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then while we're going to hear Soto.
All the other bills. The only remaining bill is Soto's bill.
Soto and the Cotto.
Oh, was Cotto's bill not voted on? Okay, do we have a motion on Cotto's bill? Okay, the motion is made. Cotto's bill, the recommendation, this is not a mandate. This is simply a bill that dealt with a state seal of biliteracy that can be placed on the transcript and diploma of a high school graduate, but it is not mandated of the local districts. Please call the roll, AB 1196.
Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Maldonado? Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Denham?
No.
Denham, no. Dutton, Lowenthal? I'm sorry, Dutton? Dutton, no. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Morrow? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Semidion?
Aye.
Semidion, aye. Soto?
Aye.
Soto, aye. Spear? Torlakson? Torlakson, aye.
Maldonado, no.
Maldonado, no. 7-3.
The vote is 7-3. That bill is out. Now, would you check it real carefully to see if we voted on every bill that needs to be voted on, and then we have one bill remaining, which is Soto's bill. Is there any... All right, Senator Soto, we thank you for your patience.
Thank you very much, Chairman, members. This is SB 812. In order to address the significant inequities that exist in the access and effective use of technology to support teaching and learning, this bill will require the Department of Education to establish common data elements for determining education technology access and use in the classroom. This bill will provide the consistent and reliable information about instructional materials, access and integration of technology that education stakeholders need to more objectively inform their decisions. Once data is collected and posted on the department's internet website, the information will help guide the state's future efforts to provide additional access to instruction involving education technology. It will also encourage increased use of educational technology systems like the K-12 high-speed network, for example, if the data shows that use is minimal or non-existent in certain schools. This bill passed in the legislature last session with an overwhelming amount of support, only to be vetoed by the governor. The veto message seemed to express concern that this project was somehow disconnected from the California K-12 high-speed network. I've addressed that with language that requires surveying for use of the network, which would help optimize the use of the network in the classroom. Excuse me. I hope that our continued effort will convey the urgent need for this bill, especially in light of the fact that the statewide survey that should currently be active is not required in statute and is dormant due to funding constraints. Members, the provisions of this bill will provide the groundwork for making sure that all students receive equal opportunities in the classroom with regard to education technology, and I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Witnesses in favor of the bill.
Thank you, Andrea. Of the State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jack O'Connell, in support, and with me is Gary Quering of the department, who can respond to technical questions.
Okay. Go ahead.
Pamela Gibbs, Office of Los Angeles County, Office of Education, in support.
Christy Hinkey with the American Electronics Association, in support.
Additional witnesses? No one opposed to the bill? Questions by members of the committee?
I move the bill.
The motion has been made. Call roll, please.
Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Maldonado?
Aye.
Maldonado, aye. Alquist?
Aye.
Alquist, aye. Denham?
Aye.
Denham, aye. Dutton?
Aye.
Dutton, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Morrow? Romero?
Aye.
Romero, aye. Smidian?
Aye.
Smidian, aye. Soto?
Aye.
Soto, aye. Spear? Torlakson?
Aye.
Torlakson, aye.
The vote is 10 to 0. That bill is out. That completes the work of the committee. If there are any members of the committee that would like that weren't present for one of these votes, you may come up now and add on to this particular. Otherwise, we in 5 minutes we stand adjourned.
Thank you very much.